give us a little background, Jim, of your early remembrance of becoming a Yankee.
I was born and raised in Alabama, and early in the 50s, radio was losing the battle with television, and the motion picture industry was worried. I listened to radio from time to time and had heard of television, but had never seen one. In 1951, President Truman signed the peace treaty with Japan, officially ending World War II, but we were already involved in the Korean War. The next year, 1952, Queen Elizabeth became Queen of England at the age of 25. Also, the polio vaccine was discovered, helping to ease the dreadful fear that I had and many others felt as the disease spread across the country. Those were some of the things that ran through my mind as I turned 17. But there were other more personal, serious matters that I had to deal with in the spring of 1952. There was a slight breeze as I climbed into the left back seat of the 1939 Buick Special. I was holding my brother Steve, who was 6 months old. Mama, Daddy, and cousin Charles were packed into the front seat with Birch. Sitting next to Steve and me were Esther, Maxine, and Libby, with Jimmy sitting on the floorboard. A mattress was tied to the top of the car. The trunk held a cotton sack filled with the few pieces of clothing that we had, and other small items that my mother couldn't bear to leave behind. There were no suitcases and bathroom kits. The 10 people in the car each wore the only pair of shoes they owned. This was not a vacation trip. Our lives would be changed forever. This was a bold and daring move, one that we would only make if your back was to the wall. My father's sawmill business had failed after several years of backbreaking work. As we passed the Riggs home on the corner where I had played basketball so many hours on the dirt court, I wondered what my life would be like without the friends I had grown up with. I was sad because our basketball team was very good, and I knew I would be on the team again next year and possibly even a starting guard. When Mama and Daddy announced that we were moving, I was depressed because I would be leaving neighborhood and school friends. Besides, I was secretly in love with a girl in my class whose last name was Mitchell. That's how Stephen Mitchell, that I was holding in my lap, got his middle name. I suggested it to Mama when he was born. Steve doesn't know that even to this day. This was before expressways and the speed limit was 50 miles per hour. The other younger kids kept themselves amused by taking turns sitting by the window, waving their hand in the wind, pretending it was a shark. While driving through Tennessee, we were all amused by the teepee motel, but it was too early to stop and there was no money for a motel. Later in the evening, Uncle Birch pulled onto the shoulder of the road. Daddy said to me, "Come on, son, let's find a place to rest for a while." We walked about 20 yards into a farmer's cornfield and laid down between the stalks. We made ourselves as comfortable as possible, lying in the dirt with no pillow and no blanket. The next day, Daddy and Birch took turns driving. It was more of the same, and I was relieved when we reached Toledo, Ohio, where arrangements had been made for me to spend the summer with them and Cousin Frank. It was there I saw my first television set and watched Luthez on World Championship Wrestling. The dice had been rolled. There was no looking back. We had no home, no car, no jobs, but we had relatives who cared about us and were willing to help, and we had hope for a better life.
You've written that, and I just think it helps all of us know how you've become the successful person that you've become. Now, in retirement, too, I'm pretty impressed that you weren't a writer, and here you wound up wanting to write.
When we retired, then I had more time, and we moved to Athens.
And you went to Harriet's class?
And I went to Harriet Austin's writing class. Mm-hmm. And rather than just sit there and let the other people read, I figured I had to write something. And I have my memoir almost written, and this is one of the chapters from that